Thomas C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report. It is on patient Holly Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Address is 6 Forest Creek in Chico, California, 95928. Phone is 360-298-5099, ID XXXXXX7215. Driver's license WDL79TN. That is 9653B. Insurance is Medicare/USA Senior Net. Address to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, D.O., Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926. Phone 530-345-0064. Fax 530-345-0680. And then there should be carbon copies, Dr. Peter Wolk, Cardiology. Dash hypotension. Current medications, Keppra 250 milligrams, half a tablet BID, recently increased to one tablet BID, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, previous medications, lamotrigine, twenty-five milligram tablets twice daily, telmisartan 80 milligrams, amlodipine 5 milligrams, medical allergies, bees, B-E-E-S, past medical history, glaucoma, cataracts, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, review of systems, low blood pressure, fainting, forgetfulness, you could just list these vertically, impaired hearing, hypertension, swelling in the hands, feet, and ankles, irregular heartbeat, hypotension, Family history, positive for heart failure, Parkinson's disease, acute myeloid leukemia, type 1 diabetes, cancer, hypertension, serious family history of mental illness. Education, high school 1966. Health habits, alcohol, quote, a bottle a day, unquote, no tobacco. Hospitalizations, 327/24, fainting. Dash identified hypotension treated. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, none. No history of headaches, facial neuralgia. History of one episode of blackout, 30 seconds in duration. Rigidity during symptoms. No similar family history. Neck. Upper back and arms, myospasm, middle back, low back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hips, ankles, and feet. No symptoms reported. Dear Dr. Sorensen and professional colleagues, Holly Evans was seen today for neurological reevaluation following her previous examination and laboratory testing. She continues to report that balance is an issue. MR imaging with dementia icometrics evaluation, April 2024, showed nonspecific generalized white matter ischemic changes, arteriosclerosis of the internal carotid artery, siphons, with no evidence for acute ischemia, intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. New paragraph, amyloid PET CT imaging for Alzheimer's evaluation January 27, 2025 was a positive scan indicating moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaque. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalography accomplished through Dr. John Schmidt in Oroville showed a normal EEG with sleep, but multiple episodic bursts of generalized spike and polyspike and wave activity throughout the wake process. The longest duration was 1 minute on May 1st, 2024. New paragraph. She completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires describing rare symptoms of dysomnia. Moderate cognitive dysfunction. Slight to mild chronic fatigue. Mild to moderate anxiety. Slight to mild symptoms of depression. Minimal symptoms of behavioral discontrol. Reduce socialization. Some reduction in capacity to do household chores and tasks. No impairment in lower extremity function. No sense of stigmatization, new paragraph. Laboratory testing results. Her first digoxin level done last year was abnormally elevated, subparagraph. The digoxin medicine dosage was reduced by half and repeat testing was normal, subparagraph. Following that, her digoxin level was increased back to one tablet a day, new paragraph, recent. Lamotrigine level, absent. Keppra level was subtherapeutic at 6.9, taking 250 milligrams AM and PM, new paragraph. Today, she reports that she still has feelings of unsteadiness on her feet that she describes as dizziness, but there's no spinning. New paragraph, consideration of her clinical history, I'm referring her back to Dr. Wolk to reconsider adjusting her digoxin dosage following her levels. New paragraph. I'm increasing her Keppra to 500 milligrams twice a day and will monitor her progress to see if some of her clinical symptoms don't simply improve. New paragraph. Her current evaluation is consistent with having Alzheimer's disease, and as such, she will be referred for infusion therapy treatment after her problems with dizziness and lightheadedness with medication adjustment is resolved. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report as she returns, since I'm professionally with my professional signature. Thank you.